The regular couriers detailed to headquarters mounted horses to deliver the copies to the generals. Longstreet carefully read his copy and chewed it like tobacco. Walker pinned his order to the inside of his field jacket. Jackson read his version and transcribed another copy to deliver to General D.H. Hill, who he thought was still under his command and now led a division assigned rear guard duty. Then Jackson burned his copy. Lee, however, had already sent a copy to Hill, but Hill said he never got it. Saturday morning, September 13th, Union Sergeant John Bloss and Corporal Barton Mitchell plunked themselves down in a grassy meadow near Frederick's city limits, where the 27th Indiana Regiment had been ordered to set up camp. Mitchell spotted a large envelope nearby and, opening it up, found three fine cigars with what appeared to be a military document wrapped around them. Curious, Mitchell and Bloss read the piece of paper. It was Lee's Special Orders, number 191. The two enlisted men took their find to their company commander, who rushed the document up the chain of command. How a copy of Orders 191 went missing remains a mystery. Most likely the one Lee sent to Hill, which Hill said he never received, was lost by the careless courier who took it, or by Hill's clerk who received it. Mid-morning that day, McClellan, who had ridden into Frederick with his headquarters staff to a tumultuous greeting from the town, was meeting with a delegation of local citizens to discuss the army stay there when the copy of Orders 191 was handed to him. McClellan broke off his meeting with the citizens' group to read the document. After he finished, he threw up his hands and exclaimed, "Now I know what to do." McClellan realized instantly the importance of what came to be called the lost dispatch. Not for a minute did he think the paper was a ruse. "I have all the plans of the rebels," he telegraphed Lincoln, "and will catch them in their own trap. We'll send you trophies."